grab me, I'm with you. I don't know why. I don't know why. Grab me, talk for you.
Mishnah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph says, Noshim v'avodim ektanim turim v'asukim. Noshim v'avodim ektanim v'avodim from the mitzvah of sukkah. And then the Mishnah continues to describe the p'tur of ktanim. We'll get to that mitzvah shen in the coming days. The p'tur of ktanim from sukkah. But first let's talk about Noshim. Zok to Gemara, Menoh animim, v'tanu rabbanan, ezrach ze ezrach. It says, Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu v'asukos. We had this pasuk quite a bit on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So Ezrach, ze Ezrach. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Yav Ksiv Ezrach Habimash Makol Todos Yisrael Anoshim VeNoshim. If it only would have said Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Asukos, I think all of Klai Yisrael is Chayav, both Anoshim and Noshim. So Ha Ezrach Lohotzi Es Anoshim. Ha the Hey Ha Ezrach is Miyumon Sheva Ezrach, and says Rashi, the special ones, the distinguished ones. So men are a subcategory of the Ezrach of Klal Yisrael, so Ha Ezrach comes to be Motzi Es Anoshim. Kol, the rabbis is a Ktanim. And the Kol Ha Ezrach is Marbe Ktanim. But even Ktanim, Achayv. So of course that's a Pella. The Mishnah says a Ktanim Apodah from Sukkah. Now they say Ktanim Achayv, so the Gemara is going to address it. But that's the Brice. The Ha Ezrach is Motzi Es Anoshim. Kol comes to be Marbe Ktanim. So the Gemara continues. Amar Mar, Ha Ezrach Lotzi Es Anoshim, Lemeimer the Ezrach Ben Noshi Ben Gavri Mashma. If Ha Ezrach comes to be Motzi Es Anoshim, it sounds like Ezrach. He's referring to everyone, to Noshim and Gavri. V'atanya ha'ezrach l'rabbas es ha'noshim ha'ezrach yishechayavos be'inui. Be'inui? Ha'ezrach, what does it say? Pasha Semer, it says, Tanu es nafsho sechem chom lochel osasu ha'ezrach v'hager asher besochach, hagar besochach. Tanu es nafsho sechem, inui b'yom kippur. So, ha'ezrach, the Brice says, comes to be mar b'noshim, that Noshim also have to fast. So what's going on? Alma Ezra Gavri Masha sounds like Ezra doesn't mean both Noshim and Anoshim. It means Gavri, and then Ha Ezra comes to be Marbe Noshim. So what's going on? Does Ezra mean Gavri Venoshi? Does it mean only Gavri? What is Ha Ezra coming to do? Is it coming to be Marbe Noshim? Is it coming to be Motzi Noshim? What's going on? Amar Rabba Hilchas Aninu Ve'as Mechina Rabbanan Akroy. So Rabba has Yisod. He says, really, Hilchas Aninu, the fact that Noshim Achayav is Be'inoy Diyom Kippur and the Potter from Sukkot, it's really learned from a halacha Mosh Misim. But the Chachamim were masmich this on a Pasuk. Now, what does that mean? Is it a halacha Mosh Misinai? Is it from the Pasuk? What's the Asmachta? What's going on? So Rashi explains like this. Hana Treimili, Lekal Amid Yashinu Litarvayu Mikroi. You can't darshan both the Chiyav of Inoy Diyom Kippur and the Ptur from Sukkot from Sukkot. Dimzu Hela Rabbos, Abzu Hela Rabbos, because Ha Ezrach comes to be doing the same thing. Either it's coming to be Marbe Noshim, or it's coming to be Motzi Noshim. It can't be doing both, right? In one pasuk it can't be Motzi, the other pasuk to be Marbe, it has to be doing the same. So Dimzu Hela Rabbos, Abzu Hela Rabbos, Dimzu Lamai, Abzu Lamai. Ela Alpi Alocha Shinem Lamoshim Misinai Be'echad Mehen Lechiluf. Nemru Shnei Dvarim Halalu, Zu Lechiyah Vezu Leftur. There's a halacha Mosh Misinai in one of these cases, right? The halacha Mosh Misinai actually is in both, but it's lechiluf. In one case, it's mar benoshim. One case, it comes to be motzi noshim. But in one case, it's the mashmos of the pasuk, and the other case, it's not. Zul lechiyav zul leftur v'chadim inayu lavim mashmo usa ela rabbanan as mechinu akroy. Ha Ezrach either means to be marbe or means to be motzi. It can't be both. So in one of the halachas, we're learning directly from the pasuk. We can learn from the mashmos of the pasuk. We don't need a halacha l'mashmi sinai. We can learn from the mashmos of the pasuk. But in the other case, we learn from the halacha l'mashmi sinai, and the pasuk is just an asmachta be'alma. It's just a remez be'alma. That's how the Gemara learns. Very complicated. That's what it's basically saying. That you could learn the p'tur of Noshim from Sukkah, the chiyav in Inui B'yom Kippur, from a halacha Mosh Misinai, but there's an asmachta for one of these halachas. To high krav, a high hilcha. So which one is primarily learned from the pasuk? Which one is primarily learned from the halacha Mosh Misinai? The su krav lamali, what do you need? The pasuk krav lamali, hilcha salamali, what do you need? Either. What do you need the pasuk and what do you need the halacha? Whichever one it's coming to teach. Tasuka mitzah seish as man grama, v'cha mitzah seish as man grama, noshim v'turos. We don't need a halacha Mosh Misinai to teach me the p'tur of Noshim by Sukkah. because Sukkah is a mitzvah seishes man gama, so v'ad anoshim ha'peturos. V'yom ha'kipurim, the Rav Yehuda Merav nafkadam, Rav Yehuda Merav, v'chim tana debay Rav Yishmael, amar kwa isha l'isha, ish v'akosir isha l'ish l'chalon shen Shabbat Torah. Inu b'yom kippur, what do I need a halacha moshmi sinir or a kroah to teach me that women are chayavos in fasting? Yom kippur, it's doch boshet. Ish v'isha, ish v'akosir isha l'ish l'chalon shen Shabbat Torah. Anything that relates to lavim, ish v'isha are equal. By mitzvahs we find chilukah, but by lavim everything is the same. So what do you need a pasuk? What do you need a halacha moshmi sinir? It's a davar poshet based on old klolim. You know what the halacha is by noshim. So Amar Abaye la'olam sukkah hilchasa. Abaye says the halacha is sukkah. Inu b'yom kippur is learned from a pasuk. So but if sukkah is a mitzvah seishes zman grama, what do you need the hilchasa for? V'itzrich, you need the halacha moshmi sinir. Why? We know there's a principle of Teshu Kein Toduru, so I think that Teshu Kein Toduru also teaches me that Ishvi Ishto Biyachad, that you have to have Ishvi Ishto together. And if you need Ishvi Ishto together, that means that Noshim Achayavos in the mitzvah of Sukkah. If Teshu Kein Toduru teaches me that Ishvi Ishto Biyachad, so that means that Noshim must be Chayavos. So that's why I need a halacha moshmi sinir to pata them, because I would have said that the regular din of mitzvah seishes zman grama is not going to pata noshim by sukkah, because I have a din of teshu kein toduru, and that changes everything, throws everything on its head, because you need ish v'isha v'yacha. That's Abaye's approach. Rava Amar Itzrich, Rava also agrees that the halacha moshmi sinir teaches me the din of sukkah. But mitzvah seishes zman grama should pata. No, Itzrich, Saga da chamina yalef. I think Noshim should be Chayavos for a different reason, not because of Teshu Kein Toduru. That we know we have Gzeir Shavet, Tezvav, Tezvav, and Chag HaMatzes. So if Noshim are Chayavos in Matzah, then I think that they're Chayavos in Sukkah, Gzeir Shavet. So even though it's Man Gram, I think Noshim should be Chayavos, Kamash Malon, the Halacha Moshe Vesina, and Noshim are Pturis from Sukkah. And that's the Gemara by Sukkah. So, Taka, what do you need? Ha'ezrach, if you have the halacha moshmi sinai, l'ramos es hagerim. Taka, da'et ha'chamina ha'ezrach b'yisur al amr achmona v'lo es hagerim, kamash malon. Okay, l'ramos es hagerim, I think that then it's ma'et, kamash malon. That's the Gemara by Sukkah. Noshim ha'chayavos in Sukkah. Someone asks you, why are noshim p'turos? Not chayavos, they're p'turos in Sukkah. Why are noshim p'turos in Sukkah? Halacha moshmi sinai. Is man grama? No. There are two reasons why I think that the Pturos man grama should not pat the women from Sukkah. Either Teshu Kein Toduru should have been mechayev them because Teshu Kein Toduru means Ishvi Isha. Or because I learned Gzeir Shabbat as well from Chag HaMatzah, so I think just like the chayev in Matzah, and why talk about the chayev in Matzah? If that's man grama, then there should be Pturos from that too. Why are women chayev in Matzah? Afein hoi losa. That's not why they're chayev in
Matzah. Because they're mechayev
to not have. So Rashi says that kol sheyeshno b'mal tocho chametz yeshno b'kumechol matzah. There's a hekesh of chametz and matzah. So anyone who's muzer not to eat chametz, and how do we know women are muzer not to eat chametz? Hishvar kosev isha le'ish l'chalon shen Shabbat Torah. Exactly the same, right? So we know the point of the parch is that women are chayavos in chametz. Then there's a drasha that kol sheyeshno b'mal tocho chametz yeshno b'kumechol matzah. So that's why we know that women are chayavos in matzah. So I think zera shava tezov tezov they should be chayavos in sukkah. Kamash malon, halacha moshmi sinai, that they're going to be part. This is the Gemara. So the question in this Gemara is a question that we've been addressing many times before. And that is, Rava doesn't seem to like Teshu Kein Toduru too much. Right? Every time, you know, by Shomer Ginos Pardesim, he has Pirtzakara Laganov, he thinks up other reasons. Right? Shomer Ginos Pardesim, Apater. Abaye says because Teshu Kein Toduru, and Rava says no. Pirtzakara Kara Lagana, there's a hefsid issue. So we asked, what does he need that issue for? What does he need that reason? Just say Teshu Kein Toduru. Same thing here. Abaye says, why would I think that women are chayavos in sukkah? Because Teshu Kein Toduru is ish v'isha. And Rava has to think up a new gzereshava. I mean, we have this gzereshava for other things, but why does Rava need the gzereshava? Let him just say Teshu Kein Toduru. Rava himself is the one who darshins Teshu Kein Toduru. He's the one who says Mitzdaris Pata Min Asukah because of Teshu Kein Toduru. So, okay, he doesn't say Teshu Kein Toduru. He just says Mitzdaris Pata Min Asukah. Tosis explains it's based on Teshu Kein Toduru. That's the Pashup Shah of the Chor. So why doesn't Rava just give Abaye's time of Teshu Kein Toduru? What does he need the gzeres shava of tezvav tezvav to give me a half a minute that noshim should be chayavs. So zok the ritva. There's something that bothered Rav over here. Rav didn't want to say that. Avada, he admits that there is a drasha of Teshuk and Adura, but he didn't want to say it. Perish nodi meyukimta davayim shem demashmalei lagabe ha lekel lemidrash Teshuk and Adura. Rav darshan Teshuk and Adura for the Pturim Tzadai, but he didn't think for Noshim we should darshan Teshuk and Adura. V'lo osa kor lekulei hai. Avamoda hu didarshin le'baal, v'yu gufei darish leikin dekasivna le'el. Rav himself darshan Teshuk and Adura. By Mitzdara Patam and Asoka. Ritva explains that way, Tais explains that way, all the Rishon explain that way. Avada Rava learned Teshu Kain Tadur. But he just didn't think that Teshu Kain Tadur applied to the Chiyuv of Noshin. Didn't think it applied to the Chiyuv of Noshin. He didn't think Teshu Kain Tadur should teach me that Ish ve Isha have to be together. So that's why he had to think up a different reason why I'd have a hava mina than Nosh Machiavos. Again, Noshim up Turos from Sukkah, Lumaskon. But it's a halacha moshmesina that part is there. But I have a hava mina, says Rava from the Gzera Shava, Kamashmala. Because he didn't want to say Teshu Kain Tadur. Yes?
Is there a chilek between Noshim that are Adisha and Noshim that aren't yet married?
Can you get to it? Hold. So the Pella is, how could the Ritva say that Rava denies the Teshu Kain Tadur should teach me that Ish v'Isha v'Yachad is like against the Gemara in Erchin? Feferish. It's Feferish or Gemara. Well, what's he saying? What's the Gemara in Erchin? Gemara in Erchin and Av Gimel Amid Beis talks about many different halachas that Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisrael and Machayev. So one of them is Sukkah. Hakol Chayev, Mesukkah, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. It's affecting my pshita. Ihani lo machayvi man machayvi. What if Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and Achayev? So who is Goyim? Machayim in Sukkah. What does that mean? No. So Dr. Gemara, Kohanim is Drichalei. It's not that Achamina holoksi basubas teishvu v'amemar teishvu shivas yamim kein toduru madira ish v'ishto av Sukkah ish v'ishto v'hani Kohanim holo b'nei avodaninu lo lechayvu. Kohanim up bnei avoda, they can't be ish v'isha b'yachad. They can't be ish v'isha b'yachad because they're osik in the avoda. So I would think the teshu kain tadur means you need ish v'isha. So kohanim b'shas avoda not shayach to them. So therefore they should be potter. Kamash malan achayach. What's the kamash malan? So the gemara continues. Kamash malan nehid p'tir b'shas avoda below shas avoda chiyuve mechayvi. Needed to have a holchei derachim. The amar holchei derachim bayom p'turim and asuka bayom v'chayavim balayim. The kamash malon is the kohanim taka on potter, but they're also chayiv. B'shas avoda they're potter, shlo b'shas avoda they're chayiv. Like holchei derachim. What does it mean? Holchei derachim. They're holchei mitzvah. They're oskim b'mitzvah. As some of you asked during Seder. No, because he's saying that the Kohanim are part of a Mishmar. They do Avoda certain days. Not all Kohanim are going to do Avoda each and every day. You know, different members of the Mishmar get the rights to do the Avoda different days. So if it's not a Shas Avoda for this Kohen, if he's not going to be doing Avoda the next day, so then he's not like Holchei Mitzvah. We said Holchei Mitzvah are part of not only Bayom, but even Balayla, because they're still Be'emtza Shlichusam, right? It's going to take away from their, from the Mitzvah of tomorrow. But Avoda? Let's say they're not going to do Avoda tomorrow, so then there's nothing taking them away. So that's why they're more comparable to Holchei Drachim. Holchei Drachim are only potter from the Sukkah when they're actually Holchei Derech, but when they're not, then they're Chayiv. Same thing here. If the Kohanim are doing Avoda, then they're potter from the Sukkah. Why are they potter? So from the Gemara, it sounds like they're potter because Teshu Kain Tadur tells me that Ish v'Isha b'Yachad. But not during the Avoda. They're going to be Chayiv because they're not Osik b'Mitzvah. It can be Ish v'Isha b'Yachad. They can go home. So therefore, they're going to be chayav b'suk. So from the Gemara in Erchin, l'choritz mashma, the teshu kain tadur l'maskona does teach me that you need ish v'isha. What's the Ritva saying that Rava had to think of a different answer as to why there's a half mina that nashim should be chayav in sukkah? He needed the gzera shava because he argues against Abaye regarding this drush of teshu kain tadur. The old Teshu Kain Tadur doesn't teach me Ish v'Isha. What do you mean it doesn't teach me Ish v'Isha? The Gemara in Erechim seems to say it teaches me Ish v'Isha. Sam?
I thought that the entire Mishmar would go to Yerushalayim for the
Regel. Okay.
So,
who says the women didn't come?
Well,
Maybe the women came. It's just if they do the avoda, they can't be yishvi yishvi achad anyway. Not in the Beis Hamikdash. Yerushalayim. They'd be there in Yerushalayim. So when the husbands would do the avoda, then they wouldn't be together. But when they wouldn't do the avoda, then they could be together. Lechora, that's the pshat. Because Mistama, they'd stay by the Beis Hamikdash, right? They wouldn't just leave after doing avoda for one day. They wouldn't just go home. They'd stay for the whole time of the Mishmah. Mistama, the families came up, I guess. If not, if the families didn't come up, I don't understand what the shail is. Yeah. So what's the Ritva saying? So, but this kasha from the Gemara Nechen is not so shver. Why? Because there's a machlokas gisos in the Gemara Nechen. It's not clear what the maskon of the Gemara is. Not clear what the drush is. The Shita Mekubetzes on the side, right? In Kotchim, you can't move without the Shita Mekubetzes on the side. He's constantly changing the gears, so they're all different Rishonim, different Gersos and Perushim that the Shita quotes on the side. It's Mamish Meridik. Very, very important. Perish in Kotchim in general. So the Shita in Oz Dalit, right? That's why we had trouble when we were in the Gemara. The Amar Mar Teshu Shivas Yomim. What's this gears to here? So the Shita says, Teshvu Shivas Yamim is Nimchak, actually. Teshvu Kein Taduru. Forget the Shivas Yam. But Amar Mar, Teshvu Kein Taduru. So Agir says, Madira Ish V'Ishto Avsuka Ish V'Ishto. Comes the Shita and says, no, it's not the Girsa. Madira Signon Acher Samach Aleph. Madira Bein Bayom Bein Balayla Avsuka Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. Hanikonim hol velesnu bayom the treaty bavoda ema lo lechayv kamash malon etc. According to the Shita's girsa, the drasha that we're picking up on is not teishu kain tadura madira ish veisha avsuka ish veisha. The drasha is madira ben bayom ben balayla avsuka ben bayom ben balayla. Totally different drasha. So according to the Shita Mekubetzes, there's no mashmalos from the Gemara Erchin bechalal that teishu kain tadura requires ish veisha. So if the Ritva had the gears of the Shita Mekubetzes and the Gemara in Erechin, then there's no shayla. Because the Gemara in Erechin is not a kasha against them. It's unclear that he had that gears. Right? That's not our gears. It's an answer. It's a possible answer for the Ritva. But it's not compelling because that's not our gears in the Gemara. So to go off on a limb and to say the Ritva followed the Shita Mekubetzes as gears, it's difficult. But the Emma says it's difficult lemaisa anyway, because we know that it seems as though the poskim assume that the maskona of the Gemara, la halocha, is that teishu kein taduru does require ish ve'isha biyachad. Okay, our maskona is like the Gemara in Erechin, that teishu kein taduru does mean ish ve'isha biyachad. How do I know? How do I know lemaskona lemaisa we seem to pass in that teishu kein taduru means both ish ve'isha biyachad? From what? The Ramah, exactly. The Ramah that we had before, right? The Kasha that the Mordechai has, that the Rishonim has, why is it that Bizman Azeh we find that people are not so medaktik to sleep in the Sukkah? Why not? It's also a chelik of Sukkah. It's part of the Braisa, Chavchesa Mebeis. Ochel, Beshose, Metayel, the Yoshein, Besukkah. So why is Bizman Azeh we're not medaktik to sleep in the Sukkah? So the different reasons given, the Ramah says, because you don't have Ish V'Isha B'Yachad. That was the Ramah. So now we look at this Ramah from a different perspective. The Ramah, we had the Ramah before when we were talking about you need a sukkah that's where the Chol Tashmishim. It was one angle of the Ramah. Now we're looking at the angle of the Ramah from a different perspective, from the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Chav Ches Amid Beis. Right? Does Teishu Kein Taduru teach me that you need Ish V'Isha? Different angle of the Ramah, but they're both relevant. The Magen Avram touches on both aspects of the Ramah. What does the Ramah say? Mashinog and Mahakel Asha B'Shena Shein Yishena B'Sukkah Rakham Adakikim Mitzvahs Yeshomer Mishum Tzina. That's the Mordechai. The Linear Mishin the Mitzvah Sukkah Ish V'Ishu Beiso Ish V'Ishto Gedev Shudar Kol Ashana V'Magam Shlo Yuchal Lisha Nim Ishto Shelo Sukkah Miyuchadis Pata. Ramah says that Teishu Kein Taduru is Ish V'Isha. You have a sukkah miyuchedes to be there together with one's wife, so then it's not b'derech tznius. So therefore, you put. That's what the Ramah says. So that's good. It's like the Gemara in Erchin, But it seems like that's the maskana. The maskana is teishu kein taduru teaches you that ish v'isha biyachad. So how can the Ritva say that Rava gave a different reason why I'd have a hava mina the nashim should be chayavos gzera shavetiv lev tesvav, because he doesn't like the teishu kain taduru. He darshins teishu kain taduru, but he holds that we don't darshin teishu kain taduru for this din. What do you mean we don't darshin for this? That's the gemara erchin, and we paskin that way. So to say that the Ritva had the girsa of the shidur kabatzas, it's not mistaba like that. So what's the Ritva talking about? It's really pilei plam against the Ritva. Aruch Lenek quotes this Ritva, and he's bothered by the gemara erchin. So he gives a different answer. Why did Rava not give Abaye's reason? What does the Aruch Lenek say? Anyone? The Aruch Lenek says that in a Hanami, he could have given Abaye's reason. He holds of Abaye's reason, like the Gemara in Erechin, but he says you don't need it. I don't need Teshuva Kain Taduru. I have an easier answer. I have a simpler answer. B'lav hochi, there's a different time. Gzeir Shava, Tezvav, Tezvav. It's the Aruch Lenek's answer. Tezvav, Tezvav, B'lav hochi. He had a different reason. So that's why he didn't give Abaye's reason of Teshuva Kain Taduru. But he really holds of that reason. Okay, interesting. Which one is easier? The Gzer Shav is easier? We keep on talking about Teishu Kain Taduru, so why does Rav have to think up a new reason? Okay, you'll tell me, but on Chav Zayin, we talked about the Gzer Shav of Teishu Kain Taduru, so, you know, it's closer. Chav Zayin is closest. He picks on the Gzer Shav. I don't know which one is easier. It's easier to say the Gzer Shav. Abaye said Teishu Kain Taduru, so if you agree with Teishu Kain Taduru, so just agree with him. You have to say, no, I'll give you an easier reason. It's hard to evaluate which reason is easier. It's strange. But he agrees with the reason because of the Gemara in Erechim. It's hard to know which reason is easier. What's the Ritva going to say? Why does the Ritva assume that Rava didn't like this drosh of Teishu Kain Taduru? But maybe to answer that question, we really have to be machted with another question. Why do we assume that the Gemara in Erechin is correct? What's the maskon of our Gemara? Abaye said that I'd have a hava mina nashim shebichayavos in sukkah because teishu kain taduru should be mechayev nashim as well, ish veisha. But is that the maskon of the Gemara? No. The maskon of the Gemara is that nashim apturas from sukkah. Halacha moshmi sina is the father of sukkah. Abaye himself admits that the maskon of the Gemara is that nashim apturas. So what comes out from our Gemara in sukkah? Does Teishu Kain Taduru mean Ish V'Isha? Well, the maskan of our Gemara is that it doesn't mean Ish V'Isha. So forget the Ritva for a moment. Okay, the Ritva is Shver. It's against the Gemara in Erechin. He wants to say that Rava denies Abaye's drush of Teishu Kain Taduru Ish V'Isha. And the problem is, it's against the Gemara in Erechin. Forget the Gemara in Erechin. Forget the Ritva and the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin is against the Gemara in Sukkah. The Spear in Sukkah. That's a more fundamental question to address, no? Forget about whether Rava liked Abaye's reason or didn't like Abaye's reason. Is the Girsa and the Gemara in Erechin like the Shitum Kabatzas or like we have? But the Gemara in Erechin, if you have our Girsa, is taka against our Gemara. The maskan of our Gemara is that women apturas from Sukkah. So it sounds like the maskan of our Gemara is that Teishu Kain Taduru doesn't teach me Ish V'Isha. Isn't that against the Gemara in Erechin according to the Girsa that we have? What's the answer to that, Kash? What's the answer to that, Kasha? Part of the answer to this, Kasha, is that there's a chilek between the chiyav of the ish and the chiyav of the isha. The Gemara in Erechin is talking about the Kohen. A Kohen is a Kohen chayav in the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Gemara says that I would think that the Kohen is partner, because it's not ish v'isha. Kamash malon, he can still be chayav in situations where he's not going to do the avoda, and he can be ish v'isha. What's the Gemara in Erechin saying? It's saying that the chiyuv of the ish is a function of the isha. That we know that men are chayiv in the sukkah, but Teishu Kain Taduru tells me that they're only chayiv if they can be ish v'isha v'yachad. That's the chiyuv of the ish. Our Gemara is not talking about the chiyuv of the ish. Our Gemara is trying to say that because you need ish v'isha v'yachad, that should even be mechayiv noshim in the mitzvah of sukkah. That's a different concept. Right? Our Gemara is trying to mechayev noshim in the midst of Sukkah because of Teishu Kain Taduru ish v'isha v'yachad. That's not the Gemara in Erechin. It's really a different principle. Because it's one thing to say that noshim achayavos in Sukkah, it's another thing to say that they have to be in the Sukkah. Just because noshim have to be in the Sukkah doesn't mean that they're chayev in Sukkah. Even if you'll tell me that for the chiv of the ish, I need the isha to be there so that it's ish v'isha v'yachad, that doesn't mean that the isha is chayeves in the sukkah. Maybe she has to be misayaya to the baal. She has to be there in the sukkah in order to enable the baal to fulfill his chiv, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's chayeves. The drosha of Teishuken Toduru in Agimar is trying to even be mechayev noshim, to say that since it has to be ish v'isha v'yachad, and in the typical circumstance, we assume there's going to be a married couple, we assume that there's going to be men and women together. It doesn't always have to be like that, but that's what the Torah is talking about. That's the circumstance the Torah is addressing. So since it has to be ish v'isha v'yachad, the Torah, I would have had a havamina, the Torah is mechayev women. L'maskana again, halakha mashmisinei women apart, but I'd have a havamina that nashim should be chayavos. I think that they should be chayavos because ish v'isha v'yachad. So kamashmalon what? The pturos, the halacha mashmi sinai says they're potter. And what? You don't need ish v'isha v'yachad? No. You need ish v'isha v'yachad. The Gemara in Erechim says, avadi you need ish v'isha v'yachad to for the man to be yotzei his chiv. But we don't say that women are chayavos because you need ish v'isha v'yachad. That's what we're learning here. That's the maskana. Just because you need the ish v'isha v'yachad, that doesn't mean women are chayavos. Aye, but then how can the man be yotzei his chiyuv? Maybe women have to be in the sukkah, but not because they have a chiyuv of sukkah. They have to be there for the husband. Not because they have an independent chiyuv sukkah. Because of the classical circumstance of sukkah. Right? It's not that the classical situation of sukkah of a married couple of ish v'isha, that tells me that women must be chayavas in sukkah. No. If a woman has a husband, so then she has to be there in the sukkah for him. She has to be there for his chiyuv, but not because she has an independent chiyuv. Nafkamina, let's say she's not married, right? Let's say the woman is not married, she's a pnuya, or even if she's married, if ain baila be'ir, this is not a yichud. Right? If her husband is not home, if her husband isn't home, so then she won't have to sit in the sukkah. There wouldn't have been a again, lemaskana, she doesn't have to sit in the sukkah anyway. Lemaskana, we hold it's halacha mashmi sinai, women up to us from sukkah. But lefi the havamina, would I have had a havamina, she has to sit in the sukkah? Well, it depends if she has an independent chiyuv or not. If you hold, like Abaye Svara, the Teshukei Toduru tells me ishvi isha biyacha, that means ishvi isha biyacha, that's mechayev noshim in sukkah. So I'd have a havamina that she's chayevet in sukkah, even if the husband's not there. Because of the classical construct, the classical situation of sukkah, that's mechayev noshim. Kamash malan, no. Rava argued, and he said, no. There's never a havamina that Teshu Kenedua should tell me that a woman is chayeves in sukkah because ish v'isha. That's not Teshu Kenedua. Teshu Kenedua might require the woman to be there in order for the husband to be yotzei his chiyuv. But Teshu Kenedua, ish v'isha, is not going to tell me that women have a chiyuv in sukkah. As I invite so far that it's not going to go. So based on this, we don't have a kasha anymore. Stira from the Gemara in Erechim to the Gemara in Sukkah, it's not stira at all. The Gemara in Erechim is trying to explain that men can't have a chiyuv in Sukkah if their wives are not going to be there. That's not Teishu Kenedura. So that's a pagam in the chiyuv of the anoshim, chiyuv of the ish. He's not going to be able to be yotzei his chiyuv. Gemara in Sukkah is trying to have a havamina. Maybe women should be chayavos because of ish ve'isha. That teishu gedadu should even be mechayev noshim. It should give them an independent chiyuv. Then they should be chayev even if the husband is not there. Rava says, as I fight so far, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go in terms of darshaning teishu gedadu. That's the Ritva's understanding of Rava. Rava, of course, agrees to teishu gedadu. He agrees to Teshu Kenduru in Mitztar. He even agrees to Teshu Kenduru to say that it's Ish V'isha. But to be Mechayiv Noshim, based on Teshu Kenduru, Ish V'isha, that far Rava doesn't want to go. That's what the Ritva had in mind. Based on this Yisrael, we can answer another Kashi as well. The Magen Avraham asked on the Ramah. Right? The Ramah says that Bizman Hazeh, many are knowing not to sit in the sukkah. Why? So the Ramah says, because you need ish v'isha. Teishu ken taduru, mitzah sukkah ishu beisa. So the Magen Avraham asks on him, he says, it's mashma like that from the Gemara in Erechin, but Gemara in sukkah. Magen Avraham asks the steer from Erechin to sukkah. And he's troubled. He's troubled. He doesn't know what the answer is. The kamashma and the noshim turah sounds like you don't need ish v'isha, mitzah teishu ken taduru. So he says, even though it's mashra from the Gemara and Erechin, like the Rav Moah, but from the Gemara and Sukkah, it's not, this is Hilchus Sukkah. So from the Gemara and Sukkah, it sounds like apparently we don't pass them like that Gemara and Erechin. So Taka, why don't men sleep in the Sukkah? So the Magen Avraham comes up with his own Yisuk. The Magen Avraham says, you know why men don't sleep in the Sukkah? Because it's Teishu Kein Dedur. Yeah, but that's what the Ramah said, right? Wrong. No, it's Teishu Kein Dedur, but not the Ramah's Teishu Kein Dedur. Not Teishu Kein Dedur Ish V'Isha. Teishu Kein Dedur, the man is mitzdar because he can't have his wife there. He doesn't want to sleep alone. It's mitzdar. That's also Teishu Kein Dedur, but that's not the Ramah's Teishu Kein Dedur. It's a different drasha. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, look, the Gemara in Sukkah argues with the Gemara in Erechin. Obviously, we must pass like the Gemara in Sukkah, vis-a-vis Hilchas Sukkah. So the Gemara in Erechin is pushed off l'halacha. That's it. So why don't men sleep in the Sukkah? Bizman hazeh? It's just because they're mitzdayer not to be with their wives. It's a little bit different than the Ramah. But the Magen Avraham's kasha on the Ramah is takashver. Right? Even though the Gemara in Erechin sounds like the Ramah, but the Gemara in Sukkah is against the Ramah. The answer is that the Helkasha never began. Because the Ramah assumes that the Gemara in Sukkah is not talking about this issue. The Gemara in Erechin is saying that for the Chiyuv of an Ish, right, in order for a man to be Otzi as Chiyuv, it has to be Ish v'Isha v'Achad. He can't be Otzi as Chiyuv if not, because it's not Kehem Tadur. The Gemara in Sukkah had a Havamina to learn the Chiyuv of Noshim from Ish v'Isha. So that's rejected. Lamaisa, the Maskan of the Gemara, is that we don't assume that Teishu Kein Tadur Ish V'Isha generates a Chiyuv for Noshim. That we reject. But that Teishu Kein Tadur should tell me that in order for the man to be Otzi as Chiyuv, he needs his wife there? Not because she's Chaya, but she has to be there in order for him to be Otzi as Chiyuv? That's not rejected. That's the Gemara in Erechin. There's no stira from Erechin to Sukkah. And that explains the Rambam. Okay, that could answer the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Good. Question. Good night.
So, the Gemara in Erechin saying that a woman should have to go to the Sukkah to be with her husband, or would you say that the Kohen would be puter from the Sukkah because of that?
The woman can't go to the husband. That's the problem. If he's osek in avoda, then it's not going to happen. So that's why he's part of b'shas avoda. It's just not going to happen. If it's possible, the woman should go. If the man is not going to be able to be osek without the woman, then she should go to be with the husband. But the Gemara in Erechin is saying b'shas avoda, it's not shaykh for the women to be there. Shire for the women to be there. So therefore, the coin is going to be putty. I saw another hand. Yeah.
Isn't
that
just good what the Magen Avraham says?
I don't think so. The Ramah is not talking mitzdaya. The Ramah is saying midina. Teishu Kein Tadur means ish v'isha, not mitzdaya. It's that it's normal for ish v'isha to be together. It's not because of a term mitzdaya. If the Ramah meant mitzdaya, he should have said. No, it doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like it's a p'tur mitzdar. Let's see the lashon of the Magen Avraham. Yeshlom edu mikol mokom aval eno chayev besukah el b'mokom sheyochol lodur shom im ishto v'imlav havel mitzdar apotel ishen shem. Mikol mokom sounds like, despite the fact that the maskon of the Gemara in Sukkah is that noshim apturos and we don't darshan teishu kein toduru ish v'isha, nevertheless, nevertheless, the husband is going to be potter if his wife can't be there because he's mitzvah. Doesn't sound like he's saying pshat.
You don't know what's going on in the fact that Nashim Arpaturos. When you hear that Nashim Arpaturos, it's only Kol Makom, we still use Teishu Kein Taduru, which is a din of mitzvah or of the man himself.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. That's not licked in the verit of the Magen Avraham. You call Makom. Sounds like it's a different reason. I think it's a different reason. Yeah?
But I think it change if you hold that the mitzvah of Sukkah is an Israel state as opposed to that as opposed to a Bia Masseh.
Why? Why would it change?
Because it's something that you shouldn't do. Like, maybe a woman should be chayav in Sukkah because there's an Isra not to eat outside.
And the Gemara doesn't mention that rule because it could be that an Isra say is not bechlal hishva kosev isha leish lechalon shishavatar. There is no onesh for not doing the mitzvah saseh. So any time that we have an Isra that's generated by the asay, apparently that's a different level than a mitzvah slow saseh. That's why it's not mentioned by the Gemara. Okay, this is the first part of the sugya. The maskon of the Gemara is that Noshim atak apturos in mitzvah sukkah, not because the mitzvah seishes is ma'agroma, but rather it's halacha mashmasina. So some of the Rishonim ask a different kasha, a new kasha. say, even though there's a halacha moshmi Sinai, why are women tourists from Sukkah? I'll give you a different reason why Nashim should be chayavas in Sukkah. What's that reason? Because afein hayu ba'oso hanes. Smoke that in your pipe. They were part of the nes of Basukos Hashafi as Bnei Yisrael. They were also in the Midbar. Anani HaKavod, Sukkos Mamesh, they were part of that nes. So afein hayu ba'oso hanes, that should be mechayev women in the midst of Sukkah. Despite the halacha mishmi Sinai, Rabbanan, they should be chayev in the midst of Sukkah. Where do we have a precedent for this? So that's the chiv of Noshim and Dalek Kaisis. That's the Gemara in Sochim. Gemara in Kuf Chesam and Alephim Sochim. Va'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim chayevas barboa kosis halolo, sha'afin hoya ba'oso hanes. Noshim wa ba'oso hanes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore the chayev and Dalek Kaisis. Adin the Rabbanan, a mitzvah the Rabbanan. What does that mean that afein hayu ba'oso hanes? So Rashi and the Rashban both explain. Let's read the Rashban. Da'amar b'meseches sota b'schar nashim tzidkaniyos shayu ba'oso ador nigalu. That Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim because of nashim tzidkaniyos. Schar nashim tzidkaniyos. V'chein gabi mikra megillah merhachi mishum dal yedei Esther hava. The nes was through Esther. Gabi Chanukah also. Yehudis was the catalyst of the nes of Chanukah. Afen hayu ba'oso hanes, according to the Rashba, means that women enabled the nes, right? They were the catalyst for the nes. They were the ikar in the nes. That's how the Rashba learns. She'al yodom nigalu, as Tosfos explains. The Tosfos in Pesachim is bothered with the Rashba. The kasha the af mashma she'inan ikar. Afen hayu ba'oso hanes means they're tofel to the men. Sounds like they're tofel, not that they're the ikar of the nes, but rather they're also involved in the nes. Not that they're the ikar. The Rashbam seems to say that the chiyav only exists if they're the ikar of the nes. What kind of a strange idea is that, says Taisvis? The Odebi Rishalmi Gorish Afen Hoyo Ba'oso Sofek. The Rishalmi doesn't say Afen Hoyo Ba'oso Hanes, but rather Afen Hoyo Ba'oso Sofek. They were also within the same Sofek. Mashu Ba'oso Sakona, Lahashmid, Larob, La'abed. It sounds like they were in the same Sakona. That Yerushalmi doesn't sound like they were the Iker. Right? From the Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's not the idea that the women brought about the Geula in Mitzrayim, in Chanukah, and Purim, but rather that they were part of the Sufik Sakona. Part of the Sufik Sakona. A little bit of a different parish, says Tosfos. Okay, that's in terms of the basic definition. So comes Taisvis now and says, "V'hadamina de pturis misukah." That which we say in the Gemara in Sukkah that women are pturis misukah. Afagav dafin hayu ba'oso hanes kibasukos hoshavti. Even though the women were also in the nes of kibasukos hoshavti, nevertheless they're pturis from Sukkah. How can that be? If any time that afin hayu ba'oso hanes, we're mechayev the women, so they should be chayavas in Sukkah too. So Taisvis answers, "Hasim be'esei daraisa." Avol b'dalik kosas the rabbanan tiknu gam lenoshim kevin shayu ba'oso hanes. What does Taisvis say? That afen hayu ba'oso hanes doesn't apply to sukkah because it only applies to mitzvahs the rabbanan, not the mitzvahs the rice. But yisod of Taisvis m'sachim. That afen hayu ba'oso hanes cannot be mechayev women in sukkah because it only applies to the rabbanans, to dalik kosas, mikra megillah, chanukah. It doesn't apply to the rice. And sukkah, of course, is a daraisa. So afen hayu ba'oso hanes is not going to apply to be mechayev women in the midst of Sukkah. L'chora, the Rashbam is difficult. Right? Taisa says two kashas on the Rashbam. And what did the Rashbam say? The Rashbam thought that afen hayu ba'oso hanes means that women are the ikar. We're only going to be mechayev women in a mitzvah if they were the catalyst of the nes. If they were the catalyst of the nes. The Torah says two kashas. First of all, Af sounds like they're tofel. And secondly, the Yerushalmi sounds like Afin Hoya Ba'oso Sofek, that they were involved in the Sakona, not in the nes itself, not in the Geula, but rather in the Sakona. Taka good kashas on the Rashbam. Why did the Rashbam feel compelled to give his chat? Rashi and the Rashbam. Right? Why do they say that afen hayu ba'oso haneis only applies if the women are the ikar? So it could be that what was troubling the Rashbam was this kasha from Taisus, the kapis tamorim. I'm not sure we had a kapis tamorim yet. Kapis tamorim, safer on the third parak, it's in the Kovitz, one of the classical achronim on Sukkah. The kapis tamorim answers, he says that maybe what was bothering the Rashbam was the kasha of Taisus. The Taisus says, why doesn't afen hayu ba'oso haneis be mechayev noshim in Sukkah? They were also ba'oso haneis of kibash Sukkah, so shavti. And the Rashbam didn't like Tosfos' answer. The Rashbam thought that afen hayu ba'oso haneis should apply to mitzvahs d'oraisa also. So he's troubled with Tosfos' kasha. He doesn't like Tosfos' answer. So how does he get out of Tosfos' kasha? He felt pushed against the wall, so he had to say that afen hayu ba'oso haneis means that if the women were the catalyst for the neis, so then they get the chiv. But since in the case of Sukkah they weren't the catalyst, everyone was equal. Anoshim and Noshim, everyone was in the same boat. They had the same anonym and the same sukkah smamish. They had exactly the same thing. So the Rashbam felt compelled to give his pshat in order to answer Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos was bothered. Why doesn't afen hayu ba'oso haneis be mechayev noshim in sukkah? And the Rashbam didn't like Tosfos' answer that afen hayu ba'oso haneis only applies to mitzvahs derabbanan, not to mitzvahs deraisa. That's why the Rashbam felt compelled to say that afen hayu ba'oso haneis will only apply if the women are the ikar, and since in Sukkah they weren't the ikar, so that's why it's not going to be mechayev. Yes?
Why don't you say that the Rashbam agreed with Tosfos' kasha?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you say that the Rashbam agreed with Tosfos' kasha?
Meaning he was bothered with Tosfos' kasha, but didn't like Tosfos' answers. That's why he gave a different pshat in order to answer Tosfos' kasha. That's what the Kapos tomorrow might suggest. Interesting. Love this. But it's not only the Rashbam that argues with Tosfos Sochem. Tosfos in Masechta Megillah also argues. This Yisod of Tosfos here in Sochem, the Afen Hayu Ba'oso Haneis only applies to Mitzvahs Derabbanan, not to Mitzvahs Deraisa. It's not at all Muskim at all. What does Tosfos in Megillah ask? Tosfos says, Gabi Matzah, Yesh Maksha. There are people who asked by matzah. Lomeli akeisha the kol sheyeshnu b'bal tochal chametz yeshnu b'kamechal matzah. What we said before, women are chayavos in matzah, even though it's man groma, because there's a hekesh of chametz to matzah. The chayavos in chametz because kol she because yishva kosev yishal ish lecholon shin shabbat Torah. So from the hekesh of kol sheyeshnu b'bal tochal chametz yeshnu b'kamechal matzah, the chayav in matzah too. So fact taisus. What do you need the drasha for? Typically, mitam shein hayu ba'oso haneis. They were the neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so afen hayu ba'oso haneis should be mechayev women in matzah. Sounds like a good kasha, right? Just like dalet taisis, so to matzah. Yeah, Shlomer says taisis the mishum hay time alo mechayev ala midrabon. Milav me akeisha. If not for akeisha, mitam afen hayu ba'oso haneis, women would only be chayavos in matzah midrabon. What's he saying? Be careful. What's he saying? Is he saying that afen hayu ba'oso haneis is only going to apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan? No, that's not what Tosfos Megillah is saying. Tosfos Megillah is saying that, of course, afen hayu ba'oso haneis could apply to mitzvahs d'oraisa, but the chiyuv that you'll get because of afen hayu ba'oso haneis, that's only going to be a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Men are going to be chayuv in the mitzvah d'oraisa min haTorah, but women will be chayuv min d'rabbanan because of afen hayu ba'oso haneis. Okay, it's only a chi of the Rabbanu. What's he saying? He's saying that afen hayu ba'oso haneis is a new chiyuv, a new chiyuv that men are putting on them. It's not that it removes the p'tur of zman groma and then women have exactly the same chiyuv as men. No, it's a new chiyuv. So it's a new chiyuv, and the chachamim are generating that chiyuv. It's a chiyuv midrabbanan. That's all that it's going to be. It's not going to be a chiyuv d'oraisa. But we want to figure out a way that women are chayavos in matzah min haTorah. So that's why we need the hekesh of chametz to matzah. Kol sheyeshnu b'bal tochal chametz yeshnu b'kamechal matzah. It's Tosfos in Megillah's first answer. Rabbein Yosef Ish Yerushalayim tirates. Rabbein Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. They don't have him too much. And he gave a different answer. B'salka da'itach l'miftum ikzer shav l'tezvav tezvav l'chagamatzis. To the Pirashti b'perek elu ovrin. But there's a hava mina that maybe noshim should be pturas from matzah because of gzeirah shava. By using the gzeirah shava goes one way, no, it goes two ways. It's a two-way gzeirah shava. We find it going both ways. Sometimes we learn from Pesach to Sukkah, sometimes we learn from Sukkah to Pesach. So Zok the Rabbi Yosef, I'd have a Havamina there from the Xereshava, we should pater Noshim from Matzah, since they're Pturas from Sukkah. How are they Pturas from Sukkah? How do we know they're Pturas from Sukkah? Halacha Moshe Sina. They're Pturas from Sukkah because of Halacha Moshe Sina. So I would think that they should be Pturas from Matzah too, because of the Xereshava. Right? Despite the fact that Afen Hayaba Oso Hanes, I would think that they should be Pturas because of the Xereshava. Kamash Malon. Sheeshto b'bal tochal chamis yeshto b'kamachal matzah, then nashma gonna be chayavos in matzah. Okay, two answers as to why I need the hekesh of chametz to matzah in order to be mechayev women in matzah. What's clearly the impression you get from both Deis and Tosis and Megillah? But the whole kasha of Tosis is assuming that afen hayu ba'oso haneis applies even to mitzvahs d'oraisa. That's why he asks. Why do I need the kol sheyesh no b'bal tochal chametz yesh no b'kamal chamatzah? Just tell me, just say that the notion were ba'oso hanes the yitzias mitzrayim, and therefore they should be chayev in matzah. So clearly he's assuming that afen hoyu ba'oso hanes is mechayev even by mitzvahs daraisa. It has to be, because if not, then the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. According to Tosis in Psochim, kasha of Tosis in Megillah doesn't begin. Right? According to Tosis in Psochim, you have a simple answer, a third answer. Right? Why doesn't afen hoyu ba'oso hanes be mechayev noshim in matzah? Because it's only mechayev by mitzvahs d'ara. It's only mechayev by mitzvahs d'rabon, not by mitzvahs d'araisa. And matzah is a mitzvah d'araisa. So of course you need a pasuk. You can't rely on afen hayu ba'oslo haneis in order to be mechayev women in matzah. The problem is, according to Tosis in Megillah, so then the kasha of Tosis Pesachim comes back. Sukkah, right? We're here for sukkah. We're not here for matzah. We're here for sukkah. So if you assume that afen hayu ba'oslo haneis could apply even to mitzvahs d'araisa, and that's why Tosis and Megillah had to come up with two reasons why afen hayu ba'oso haneis is not going to be mechayev women in matzah. So the kasha comes back: why are women not chayavas in sukkah? If they were ba'oso haneis of kibasukos so shantis, then they should be chayav in sukkah too. What's Tosis and Megillah going to do with the kasha of Tosis himself? So what's the simple answer? They go like the Rashbam, right? Exactly, Naftali. If they go like the Rashbam, then there's no kasha, right? Because the Rashbam holds that afen hayu ba'oso haneis is only if they're the ikar, and since in Sukkah the nashim weren't the ikar, then there's no problem at all. Right? No problem at all. It's not going to be a reason to be mechayev nashim because they weren't the ikar in the neis of kibasukos u'shaftim. That would have been the simple answer. But Tosis in Megillah, what, to paint Tosis in Megillah with the Rashbam? Tosis in Megillah quotes the Rashbam and he has the same kashas on him. It doesn't sound like they hold like the Rashbam. Right? So to say that Tosis and Megillah was going like the Rashbam, that's why they weren't bothered with Tosis and Pesachim's kasha from Sukkah. They seem to argue with the Rashbam, just like Tosis and Pesachim argues with the Rashbam. So what's the answer? What's the answer? So the Aruch Lener quotes the Shara Melech, who has an interesting answer, a somewhat questionable answer. What's the Shara Melech's answer? He says, maybe Tosis and Megillah learns like that Yerushalmi. Tosis in Megillah learns like Yerushalmi. Right? That afen hayu ba'oso sofek sakona. He sort of quotes Yerushalmi. He doesn't quote it b'shem Yerushalmi. He mentions this idea. He learns like Yerushalmi. That afen hayu ba'oso haneis doesn't mean they were in the neis, but rather they were ba'oso suffix sakana. And since in Sukkot there wasn't a sakana, well, I mean, what was the sakana? Well, it was not sakana. They weren't. No one was threatening them. They weren't a sakana. So that's why Tosis and Megillah thinks that afen hayu ba'oso haneis doesn't apply to Sukkot, because the whole principle is not. It's not ba'oso haneis. It's ba'oso suffix sakana. Right, but by Sukkah there was no sakana, so therefore afen hayu ba'oso haneis is not going to apply to Sukkah. That's the Shara Melech's answer. But it's difficult, as the Aruch Lener himself points out. Why is it difficult? Well, what's difficult about this answer? Look at Tosis himself. Tosis learns that afen hayu ba'oso haneis means ba'oso sofek. He skips that pshat. He quotes the Yerushalmi, and right after that he asks from Sukkah. Right? he says afen hayba also safik sakana of hadamina and the nashim apturis musuka and they're not potter, they're not chay because of afen hayba also haneis da 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 da. So clearly he seems to be assuming that even if we learn afen hayba also safik sakana, nevertheless afen hayba also haneis should apply to sukkah. Apparently he assumes that there was some kind of a sakana in the midbar. That's what the psukim seem to say, right? There was a nachash, saraf, akrav. They were different sakonas, not from the goyim necessarily, but the anonim were mesakchem lahem minochash sarav akrav elcha sakana gadolim izeh b'midbar hagadol v'hanora. There was sakonas in the midbar. So avada, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved them by with the anani akavod, with the sukkos, whatever he did for them, but he was saving them from sakana. The Tosis apparently assumes that afin hoya ba'osu suffix sakana applies even to sukkah, and it's mistaba like that. So what's Tosis in Megillah going to say? Why shouldn't afin hoya ba'osu anes apply to sukkah if it applies to mitzvahs daraisa, and there was a sakana in the midbar? So nashim should be chayavos because they were besuffix sakana, the same suffix sakana as everyone else in the midbar. Yeah. So the Birkei Yosef in Shulchan Aruch gives a very interesting answer. What do you think the answer is? What do you? Some of the Talmidim will mechaber to this and say that. The Birkei Yosef says, how do I know the Nashim Apturus? How do I know? Halacha Moshe Sinai, right? So maybe whenever there's a Halacha Moshe Sinai, whenever there's a Pasuk, whenever there's something Mefurish in the Torah to teach me a Din, then Chazal, to teach me a Ptur, then Chazal are not going to be Mechayev Nashim. They're not going to change everything. If it's a davar hamafurish b'Torah, they're not going to be mevatel that din daraisa. Moshe lekach, we find the Taz in a number of different places says that even though Chazal do have a koach to be oker dinim daraisa, as we discussed at great length yesterday, but they're never going to be oker a davar hamafurish b'Torah. They're not going to be oker a davar hamafurish b'Torah. Anything that's with, if the Torah has a general principle, but it applies in a certain case, the Chazal can create a scenario where there'll be some kind of akira in that circumstance. Sadin b'tzitzis, right? There is a halach of kelai, there is a halach of tzitzis. Chazal can create a scenario where somehow the mitzvah of tzitzis is not going to apply. They're not going to be okay the whole mitzvah of tzitzis completely. But if it says mefurish in the Torah that you're supposed to wear tzitzis in a certain context, then Chazal are not going to be able to be okay that. Yes. So it's not mefurish in the Torah, but it's still a mefurish halacha. Meaning, once there's a din daraisa that's beferish that noshim apturas from the sukkah, what's a chazal going to say? Noshim are always chayavas. It's mamish against the halacha moshmi sinai. You'll say what chazal a machmer. It's not just a chumra. Mikra Megillah was a chumra where there's no daraisa. There's no posuk. There's no halacha moshmi sinai. There's nothing to tell me that there is no mitzvah. So chazal a machmer because of the nesu purim. They were machmer that we should read the Megillah. Chazal a machmer that we should light neres Chanukah and Chanukah. But There is no daraisa, but if there is a daraisa that's mefurish against the chachamim, the chachamim are not going to be mechayev noshim if there's a daraisa that's mefurish against them. Yes.
Going back to the sakana that we said was in
trouble with the Arkaner's shot, what are we told
that the purpose of the
sukkah
is to remember the
Anani Kavah
protection, or just because we
were
being
sukkah? It's a machlokas tana, but should that really matter? Even if it's sukkos mamish, you're saying that's not going to protect it from
sakana? Yeah.
It can protect a little bit. Is the nochash going to be able to get through the sukkahs? Something can dig from below, but it certainly will protect them a little bit, I would imagine. I mean, if not, then he's taking a side on that machlokas tanaim. It's hard to believe.
Is that
right? I'm sorry?
Is that considered a nes? it has to be a nes of some sort.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu built them sukkahs. Is that a nes? They didn't have anything in the midbar to build sukkahs with. And have canis mats and just kidding, right? They didn't have anything to make the sukkah. They didn't have gidul karak in the midbar, so it was a nace that they had the sukkahs that they needed to protect themselves. So that lechora could be the answer to this kasha, right? That even if number one, even if afen hoya ba'oso hanes applies to the rices, and even if afen hoya ba'oso hanes means ba'oso doesn't mean ba'oso suffik, right? Even if it doesn't mean Bosa Safik. Nevertheless, it's not going to be Mechayev Noshim B'Sukkah because there's an explicit Halacha Moshe Sinai to pater them. So if there's an explicit Halacha Moshe Sinai to pater them, Chazal are not going to have a koach to be mechayev women against something that's explicit. That's explicit in the Torah. That's explicit in Kabbalah. In Kabbalah's Chazal, that's a deraisa. That came to see. Okay.